T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm pleased to be joined by Matt Myers, the president of Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, Andre Richardson, the campaign manager for Flavors Hook Kids NYC, and Adam Fine, the principal of East Hampton High School in East Hampton, New York. As you know, the Office of Attorney General holds no greater responsibility than protecting the health and safety of young people of this great state. And today, one of the most prevalent health concerns facing us is the crisis of youth and nicotine use. In rising numbers, our children are vaping. And we know that no matter how it is delivered, nicotine is addictive and it's harmful. And it's especially harmful to our youth. And right now, an entirely new generation of Americans have become addicted to nicotine. A recent National Youth Tobacco Survey shows that approximately 4.1 million high school students and 1.2 million middle school students currently use e-cigarettes. And according to the CDC, between 2017 and 2018, e-cigarette use increased 78% among high school students and 48% amongst middle school students nationwide. And the New York State Department of Health estimates that 1 million residents use e-cigarette products on a regular basis. 220,000 of those users are under the age of 18. And there is no doubt that Juul, the largest e-cigarette company, has caused this addiction. In fact, they hold 70% of the market. And that's why today we are taking action by announcing a comprehensive lawsuit against Juul Labs Incorporated. Juul basically took a page from Big Tobacco's playbook by marketing its products in a manner that was appealing to underage youth. It misled consumers about the nicotine content of Juul's products. It misrepresented the safety and the therapeutic value of its products by saying they were safer than cigarettes, and suggesting that consumers make the switch, when in reality, Juul's products contain significant amounts of nicotine and are not cessation devices. They allowed minors to purchase its products in violation of New York State law. And Juul violated New York State law by repeatedly targeting teenagers through its vast advertising campaigns and selling products in a variety of appealing flavors to underage New Yorkers through its website and in retail stores. And when Juul launched in 2015, the consumers were introduced to the company through targeted launch parties in New York City and the Hamptons. Its ad campaigns were accompanied by the catchy phrase vaporized, with a corresponding social media hashtags, including #vaporize, or #Juul, or #lights, camera, vapor, and #JuulVapor. The ads failed to warn consumers that Juul's products contained nicotine, which is highly addictive and particularly dangerous for teenagers. A 2016 survey revealed that roughly one-third of teens surveyed reported that they thought Juul and other e-cigarette products were harmless. In subsequent years, Juul's social media presence continued to focus heavily on attracting young audiences. And a 2018 study found that approximately 45% of the individuals who were following the official Juul Twitter account in April 28th were between the ages of 13 and 17, while only 20% of the followers were 21 years or over. In addition to marketing to young New Yorkers, Juul engaged in direct outreach to high school students, which is why we have the principal of one of our preeminent schools here today, including to at least one New York City high school, and where a Juul representative falsely stated to this freshman that its products were safer than cigarettes. The damage done by the company's ad since its launch has already been felt by millions of youth across the country. And to date, there have been 42 deaths and more than 2,000 cases of severe vaping-related illnesses nationwide, including 146 New Yorkers who have suffered vaping-related illnesses. And tragically, right here in New York City, in October of 2019, in the borough of the Bronx, a 17-year-old boy died due to a vaping-related illness, making that the first vaping fatality in New York and the youngest vaping fatality in the United States. There can be no doubt that Juul's aggressive advertising has significantly contributed to the public health crisis that has left youth in New York and across the country addicted to its products. By glamorizing vaping, while at the same time downplaying the nicotine found in vaping products, Juul is putting countless New Yorkers at risk and compromising the health of millions of young people. This lawsuit reaffirms my commitment to protect the health and safety of our youth. And so we have filed this most extensive lawsuit, again, on behalf of the youth of New York State. And now I invite Matt Myers, the president of Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, to share a few words.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Today we face an unprecedented epidemic of historic proportions. In just 2 years, we have seen the percentage of our high school students who use e-cigarettes more than double, and the percentage of our middle school students who use e-cigarettes more than triple. It is the most rapid rise in kids addicted to nicotine or any other substance in the more than 40 years the federal government has been measuring drug abuse in our country. To some, these are just statistics. But every one of these individuals is somebody's son or daughter or brother and sister and friend. Juul may not think so, but these are our nation's kids. What is unique about this crisis is that it has been largely driven by the behavior and products of one company, Juul Labs, and the conscious, knowing decisions of its executives. From the introduction of its sleek, sweet-flavored, high-tech products to the innovations that allow them to deliver massive, unprecedented levels of nicotine to kids in a manner that eliminated the harshness that has made it so difficult for so many to smoke cigarettes, to the chemical manipulation of the products so that parents and teachers could not smell on the kids' breath whether they were using these products, to marketing, to use the exact same tactics, the exact same themes, and the exact same images used by the tobacco industry 50 years ago. But to make it even worse, they did so through social media so that it went on for years before individuals realized what was going on. The harmful result of Juul's actions cannot be overstated. You already heard today more than 5.3 million middle and high school students use e-cigarettes. Juul is at the center of that. 60% of those kids use Juul's product. The problem is even worse because these kids are not just experimenting, but because of the nature of Juul, these kids are becoming addicted at a rate we have not seen in decades. In 2019, 1.6 million high school and middle school students used e-cigarettes more than 20 days a month, a sure sign of addiction. If you want to compare it to cigarettes, that's more than 3.5 times more serious than the level of cigarettes. Jewell's official claims that his popularity among youth is purely accidental, and that the product's social media presence following its launch was beyond the company's control. However, as this lawsuit documents clearly, the evidence tells a very different story. Indeed, we now know that Jewell bragged internally that it studied carefully the documents obtained from the tobacco companies about how they marketed to kids. As this complaint today documents, this crisis didn't just happen, it was cause. The rise in e-cigarette use among our youth coincides exactly with the rise in the sale of Jewell e-cigarettes. It isn't a coincidence. The vast majority of youth today who are addicted use the flavored e-cigarettes of the type promoted by Jewell, with fruit, menthol, or mint, the most commonly reported flavors. Today, I'm happy to say, Jewell's aggressive, irresponsible actions are being met by an equally aggressive response by our governmental officials. And that's what's critical if we're going to reverse the epidemic. Today's lawsuit is a powerful and necessary response. Hopefully, it is part of a broad, comprehensive response to remove the flavored e-cigarettes that have fueled the youth e-cigarette epidemic. Indeed, hopefully later this month, the New York City Council will consider a bill to remove those products, and hopefully early next year, the New York State Legislature will do so. Today, I'm here on behalf of all of New York's kids. We want to personally thank and commend the Attorney General and pledge that we and all of our public health partners will work with her and her team both to hold Jewell accountable and to ensure that our kids are accurately, adequately, and well-informed. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Previously, my colleague in North Carolina filed a case against Jewell, and just yesterday, my colleague in California filed a case against Jewell. The next speaker is Andre Richardson, the campaign manager for Flavors Hook Kids NYC.
Good afternoon. My name is Andre Richardson, campaign manager for Flavor Hooks Kids NYC, and we are a coalition made up of parents, students, teachers, labor unions, and civil rights groups. I'm here today to applaud this measure and this lawsuit by the Attorney General against Jewell. We've been organizing over the last 10 months with an education and awareness campaign across New York City. Jewell has been nothing more than a wolf in wolf's clothing, with recycled playbook from the past using hypnotic advertising to hook kids as young as 11 and 12 years old. And what they've said internally is if we can hook a kid at 11, we will have a customer for life. To echo the earlier speakers, there's been more kids that have tried electronic cigarettes than live in the borough of Brooklyn and Manhattan combined. This is nothing short of an epidemic. 80% of kids who try e-cigarettes try a flavored product. In that flavored product, we also have menthol, which is the most addictive product that there is. Black folks are 18 times more likely to smoke a menthol product. There's two bills before the City Council today. We're asking the City Council to have the leadership that the Attorney General has here today and get these bills passed. We're here to say to Big Tobacco and to Jewell, enough is enough. Thank you.
Thank you. And our last speaker is Adam Fine, the principal of East Hampton High School in East Hampton, New York.
Thank you. I am relieved to be here today. I spent 2 days last week being trained by the FBI National Academy on how to deal with an active shooter situation in my school. For years now, I and my colleagues have been on high alert for this type of deadly assault, but no one alerted us to the premeditated and, to date, a very successful assault on my students' brains and lungs by Jewell. Jewell promised fun, romance, sociability, just like big tobacco companies did for decades. And Jewell used social media to entice young kids to breathe in its specially formulated, highly addictive nicotine. Juul now claims to have made a mistake, never intending to market their poison to my students. I invite the co-founders of Juul to come to my high school and try to defend that lie. Or better yet, present your excuses to the 16-year-old kid who was once a star athlete, on the honor roll, and now is in tears in desperation because he can't quit. Over 65% of my 900 students are vaping. That's approximately 650 youngsters between the ages of 14 and 18. So do not believe the federal government's guesstimates about the number of kids using these cigarettes. They are wrong. Millions and millions of young kids are addicted, and every day more are being enticed by Juul to begin. In addition to the physical, emotional, and psychological injuries to my students, there are substantial financial costs which I have been forced to pay out of other programs, thus shortchanging programs for students and staff. A conservative estimate is around $180,000 a year. We have come to realize that we cannot discipline our way out of this epidemic. Suspensions and expulsions won't work. They won't help. We need to move away from a punitive system to a therapeutic program that will cost money that our local taxpayers do not have. So like other schools around the country, we are exploring reimbursement from Juul for the costs to try to combat this epidemic they started and continue to inflame. My colleagues and I will not continue to allow Juul to make billions of dollars while our taxpayers are forced and robbed of millions of dollars. That is why I stand here today with Attorney General James, whose courage and commitment to young people, my kids, is crucial to saving the next generation of our children. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to acknowledge my dedicated team who worked around the clock on this issue. First, the special counsel, Mo Fajani of the Executive Division, the Assistant Attorney General, Emily Al-Etta of the Consumer Frauds Bureau, with assistance from Tobacco Enforcement Section Chief Leslie Ann Cajola, Senior Enforcement Counsel John Aleski, and Bureau Chief Lisa Landau, all of the Bureau Care, the Healthcare Bureau, the Section Chief Amy Shalop, and Bureau Chief Jane Azier of the Consumer Frauds Bureau, with support from Jody Feld, the Chief Scientist, and Jeffrey Frolick, the intern, both of the Environmental Protection Bureau. The case is supervised by Chief Deputy's Attorney Megan Fox and Chris D'Angelo, and supervised by the First Deputy Attorney General, Jennifer Levy. Before we start with questions, I know one of the questions that you will probably pose to me is, what are we seeking? I'm glad you asked. One, we are seeking a permanent injunction against Juul and any other entity through which it may act from engaging in the deceptive and fraudulent advertising and illegal practices alleged here in the complaint. Two, we are seeking an order directing Juul to pay into an abatement fund with sufficient capital to eliminate the public nuisance it is responsible for creating. Three, we are seeking civil penalties of $5,000 to the state of New York pursuant to General Business Law Section 350D for each instance of deceptive or unlawful act or practice that violates the law. We are also seeking civil penalties of $1,000 to the state of New York for each instance of a sale. We are also seeking restitution and damages to the state of New York based on their fraudulent, deceptive, and illegal practices. And we are also seeking reimbursements as a result of the cost to the great state of New York. And lastly, we are seeking an order directing Juul to produce an accounting of their profits and to disgorge all profits resulting from the fraudulent and illegal practices alleged herein. Again, we are seeking Juul from refraining from this type of behavior and particularly targeting young people in the great state of New York. We will take on questions, on-topic questions first, and then off-topic. Yes, sir.
My understanding is that the vast majority of these illnesses, not all of them, have been related to vaping and alcohol. marijuana. I'm wondering how we can reconcile that. Is there any proof that dual products themselves cause this kind of lung disease harm?
So again, the harm that we have caused is the result of all the individuals who are suffering from respiratory problems as a result of the harmful chemicals contained in Juul products. We have not engaged in any investigation as it relates to its ties to marijuana. We can only talk to you about the harms created by these products and the deceptive business practices and the false advertising that this company engaged in. And that's why we are seeking restitution, penalties, and disgorgement of their profits. Question. Yes, sir.
What is the total dollar amount that you're seeking?
We don't have a dollar amount for you. Again, there'll be, as you know, as we launch this investigation or file this investigation, there will be some discovery, and we can get to that final amount at a later point.
You ballpark it?
I'm not going to ballpark it at this point. Then you'll hold me to it. Any other questions? The case was filed as of today. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.